Norway and the Faroe Islands unilaterally increased their mackerel quota this year. It's come from sort of a number of years of problems at the North Atlantic mackerel quota regime anyway, because Iceland had been taking mackerel where they hadn't had it before, and this has caused problems. And basically, Norway has taken advantage of the fact that Brexit has happened and unilaterally given themselves an increased quota. The Irish minister is doing very little on it, and it's just basically saying that he's bringing it up with his European counterparts, which we see that Ireland constantly just rolls over to Europe in terms of fishing and fishing responsibilities. It's very disappointing for the fishing industry that having gone through the whole Brexit scenario on that as well, and to see that this is happening. And there's very little support from the government nationally for it.
And indeed, you have been raising concerns over the ironic thing that those Norwegian ships are processing men in killybegs.
We have a bizarre situation there where Norwegian vessels that have caught this excess quota that they've unilaterally given to themselves, they're unable to land into Norway because Norwegian ports are filled up with mackerel at the minute. Icelandics have refused to accept them, and they've come to Killybegs to land the fish, where the Killybegs factories and their boats are unable to get out the fish mackerel, but they're accepting the mackerel that's been done in breach of the EU regulations by Norway unilaterally on its own. And it's a bizarre situation because on the one hand we're complaining about getting access to adequate amounts of mackerel, and on the other hand then we're accepting to what is in breach of the requirements mackerel that has been caught as well.